Yes, you can turn back the clock. It's the Growing Younger Radio Show with Dr. Vernon F. Williams, board certified and fellowship trained with the American Academy of Anti-Aging, Regenerative and Functional Medicine, and founder of San Antonio's Wellness and Aesthetics Medical Center. It's time to turn back the clock with Dr. Williams. The truth shall set you free.
Hello, this is Dr. Vernon F. Williams. You're listening to Grow Younger, The Truth Shall Set You Free, on News Talk 550 KTSA Radio, San Antonio, Texas. All the opinions expressed on this program are mine. They are not necessarily the opinions of News Talk 550 KTSA Radio or their affiliates. The phone number to call in is 210-559-5959. You can also email me at vfwillimd@twaamc.com. That's vfwillimd@twaamc.com. Tonight we're doing part two of my book, Grow Younger Like Me. B29 again and again. We're going through the value of the book and what you can expect in the book. All right. Last week we talked about the first part of grow younger, because you have to feel younger, then you have to grow younger, then you have to look younger, and then you have to function younger, in that order. So last week we talked about how do you go about feeling younger. All right. But like everything else, we also talked about a little bit about myself, because like anything else, if you don't know where I'm coming from, you won't know how to get to where we want to go. For more information, you can call the Wellness and Aesthetic Medical Center at 210-495-8558, 210-495-8558, or on the internet at feel29.com, feel29.com. As always, at the start of the show, we just give you some few caveats. 750,000 people will die from heart disease this year. Another 550,000 will die from cancer. But what I really like is this one. 100,000 will die from adverse effects. That means side effects of legally prescribed FDA-approved drugs. Now, we always say that, a lot of people say, if it's not FDA-approved, I'm not going to take it. Yet 100,000 people died from FDA-approved drugs last year. All right? 23 million people will be diagnosed with type 2 diabetes this year. In 1949, 500,000 people in the entire United States had diabetes. 23 million this year alone. Last year, there were over 350 million patient visits to physicians, but 420 million patient visits to alternative medical practitioners. You see, again, it's because doctors put band-aids on people. They never cure the problem. They don't search deep to find the solution. They would rather you be on medicines for the rest of your life. Alternative medical practitioners, they help by helping you fix the problem. So you don't have the problem and you don't need to take the medication for the rest of your life. So if you're diabetic in 15, or you have high blood pressure in 20, or if you have depression at 25, you don't have to go to the rest of your life taking drugs. You can take the appropriate medicine because we can resolve the issue, fix the problem, so you don't need to take the medication for the rest of your life. All right. Now, so getting back to my book, Grow Younger Like Me, B29 Again and Again, I always emphasize that you need to know about the person, or you need to know where you are before you know where you're going. So I'm just going to give you a little bit about myself, a little bit about my bio. I was born in Trinidad in the West Indies. When I was 11, I moved to Harlem in the Bronx, and I lived there. Then I moved to Harlem in Manhattan, and then I moved to South Bronx after that. Then I went to Harvard University undergraduate, and then Albert Einstein Medical School. After that, I joined I became a flight surgeon at I did my general surgery residency at Allegheny General Hospital. And then when I was finished with that, I joined the Air Force, became a flight surgeon, was stationed in Travis, California in the Air Force. And then after 4 years, I got out. But before I got out, they asked me to come to San Antonio to Wilford Hall. And I came to San Antonio, and that's how I ended up in San Antonio. Right? I have two boys. One is graduate from Harvard. He is right now he's planning to go to get an MBA at Stanford, Stanford Business School. And my oldest son, he is a third year medical student at in North Texas. And so they're both doing very well, and I'm very, very pleased with that. All right, so let's go back to our book, Grow Younger Like Me, Feel 29 Again and Again. So we talked about the first part of the book, which was to feel younger, you need to do my 5-step wellness program, which will allow you to feel better. But once you start feeling better, we then want you to grow younger. So how do you grow younger? Well, you can grow younger by several things. In my clinic, what we do is we do telomere testing. Telomeres will tell you how young you are or how old you are. Basically, the telomere testing will look at your chromosomes, and it will tell you, even though chronologically you are 60 years old, it will tell you that internally you are 45 or internally you are 75. You see, you are as young or you are as old as the oldest part of your body. So we do telomere testing, and then we do micronutrient testing. Now, micronutrient testing helps us because it tells us which nutrients we're low in, which vitamins or minerals we're low in, and which ones need to supplement. You see, because if you don't know what's low, how do you know what you're supplementing? Yeah, take a multivitamin. Well, you know, a multivitamin, I'm sorry to say it to you, if you were taking a multivitamin as your vitamins, you're not doing anything. You're pissing in the wind, because I want you to think about this. What is the one thing most companies are afraid of? They're afraid of being sued. What happens if you take a multivitamin and you had a heart attack and died? Do you think that the drug company that put out that multivitamin is going to be very happy? No. So you see, what they do is they put the very, very, very minimal of all those nutrients in there to make sure that you will never have a reaction to taking it. So if your potassium is on the high side and you take a multivitamin, rest assured there's not enough potassium in there to cause any problem. All right? That's the problem. So if you're taking a multivitamin, you're not doing yourself a favor. You might as well just stop. There's nothing in there. You need to take 3 or 4 multivitamins to even get anywhere. So we do micronutrient testing. We use SpectraCell or Genova. And from that, we can tell what nutrients you low in, what vitamins, what minerals you low in. And then we can actually give you those things to get it up to speed. We also use, to help you grow younger, we use PhysioAge testing. PhysioAge testing is a program that was designed to tell you how old your skin is, how old your brain is, how old your lungs are, your heart, how old different portions of your body are. You see, if your lungs, let's say that you are 45 years old and your lungs are 65 years old and the rest of you are all 45, guess what? You are 65 years old because you are as old as the oldest part of your body. But once we know that your lungs are 65 years old physiologically, now we could design exercises that we can give you for your lungs to make your lungs younger and healthier. So we could actually bring your lungs back to where your lungs are in your 20s. Or we can make your skin younger, where your skin is in the 20s. So once we do the PhysioAge testing and we know where we are, we can target the areas of your body that's the weakest and make them young and healthy. You know, let's say that you have no muscles, you're flabby. What do? You go to the gym and you exercise and you improve your muscles. What you've done is you have optimized your muscles by making them strong and healthier. You see, if, you know, there's lots of things like Lumosity that does brain exercise to improve the function of your brain so your brain can become younger and healthier. So with PhysioAge testing, we can actually see how old your body is and design a program to help your body grow younger. Now we also do genetic testing, which with genetic testing will tell us actually which exercise you need to do to optimize your body. Because some people genetically are geared to long distance running. Some people genetically are geared to aerobics. Some people genetically are geared towards weightlifting. In my case, I have a splinter gene, which means that I don't have to exercise a lot, but if I exercise a little bit, I build muscles really quickly. And so from genetic testing, you know which exercise you need to do to optimize your body. Also, you know which foods will work for you and which will not. In my case, I have a sour gene, which means that whenever I eat certain foods, I get a bitter taste. So in my case, I have to be very careful of that because I tend to put a lot of sugar in my food to offset the bitter taste. And so for me, if I'm not careful, I can easily become diabetic because I crave sugar. Well, knowing that I have a sour taste, I've found a way to adapt and change that and fix that. See, so those are the things genetic testing will do. Genetic testing can also tell you whether or not which medications will work for you, which would not. Which pain medicine would work, which would not. Which diabetic medicine would work, which would not. Which high blood pressure medicine would work, which would not. So you don't have to do trial and error. You will know exactly which ones work. It also tells you which foods you can eat and will benefit you the most. So genetic testing is the future. And if you know that information, we can use that to help you grow younger. All right. Now, we talked about telomere before. Well, you know, when you were born with all the knowledge of your parents. That's correct. You knew everything your parents knew because your parents gave you 46 chromosomes, 23 from mom and 23 from dad. In those chromosomes is a movie of your parents' life. Everything is stored in there. So the day you were born, you had all your parents' knowledge. So if your parents were concert pianists and you decide you want to play piano, you would be very good at it because you have information in your chromosomes that will help you play the piano. If you're a baseball player, your children will be better at baseball if they chose. If your ancestors survived the bubonic plague in 1500 BC and the bubonic plague came around to San Antonio today, you would probably survive because in your chromosomes, all the data on how your ancestors survived it will be present in your chromosomes. So number one, looking at your telomeres to see whether they're long or short, that makes a big difference. You see, your cells divide periodically. Your skin cells, they divide every 30 days and you have a new skin every 30 days. But your telomere, it's like, your chromosomes is like a shoelace and your telomere is like the hard plastic that holds a shoelace together. Well, every time your cell divides, the hard plastic gets shorter and shorter and shorter. Well, what happens when the hard part is gone from the shoelace? Well, the shoelace starts unraveling. And when the shoelace starts unraveling, that is your hard drive unraveling. And because of that, illnesses that you normally could protect yourself against, suddenly you can't protect yourself against. And so quickly, right after your telomere is gone, your body starts aging rapidly. And then you start dying quickly. By taking TA65, which is a telomerase activator, it increases the hard part under shoelace and makes it longer and allows you to live to a longer lifespan and be healthier for a lot longer. Nitrous oxide. That's the substance that you put under your tongue when you have a heart attack. What it does, it dilates your blood vessels, and by doing that, it reduces the work of the heart, and if your heart works less, the pain from the heart attack goes away. Well, nitrous oxide, which you can get from nitrous oxide itself, or you can take high dose arginine, which rejuvenates the cells that line your arteries. And when you do that, your arteries become younger and healthier, and some of the plaques in your arteries gets taken care of. And because of that, it strengthens your heart muscle. It protects you from heart disease. It lowers your blood pressure. It tells your pituitary to make growth hormones and protects you from strokes. In addition to that, it helps protect you from getting erectile dysfunction. It improves your circulation of your fingers and your toes. So nitrous oxide or arginine is very important in making your organs young and healthier to protect you from heart disease and improve your growth hormone and protect you from stroke. So those are some of the things that will help make you grow you not younger. Of course, I don't know how many of you have heard of hyperbaric medicine. Hyperbaric medicine helps keep your body young and healthy by giving your body more oxygen. Oxygen is required by your body to do things. Oxygen is part of the energy system of your cell. And so the more oxygen in your cells, the younger and healthier cells are, the more energy they burn and the more work they can do. So getting a hyperbaric chamber or doing oxygen therapy can help keep your body young and healthy. That's what some of the things that Michael Jackson was doing, hyperbaric treatment to help make his skin young and healthy. Well, it does work. Of course, we shouldn't forget about sleep. Very important, because your body optimizes itself while you're sleeping. You know, just like when you turn your computer off and the next day you turn it back on, everything's right back in order. Well, that sleep puts your body back in sync. It gets rid of all the toxins that you build up when you are active running around. It works on the inside. You know, that's the reason why when you go to bed, you weigh 150. When you wake up, you weigh 147. Well, it's because your body does a tremendous amount of work doing housekeeping while you're sleeping, so that you use up a lot of energy. That's why you lose weight when you sleep. So it's important to get your 7 to 8 hours of sleep per night. Very, very important. Now, exercise. Exercise is incredible. Exercise does so many valuable functions for your body that without exercise, you're missing out on so many things. So exercise is very, very important to your body. And it's one of the things that you need to do if you want to stay young and healthy. All right. So those are the things that you need to do to grow younger. All right. So next, before we go on to looking younger, let's just touch base on a couple other things on growing younger. All right. Now, to grow younger, you need to improve your cells by doing some testing to know where your cells are, and then find the part of your body that's the weakest and strengthen the weakest part of your body. That's what you need to do to grow younger. So we talked about feeling younger. Now we talk about growing younger. Next, we're going to talk about looking younger. Before I go on, I want to remind you that you are listening to Dr. Vernon Williams, Grow Younger, The Truth Shall Set Me Free show on KTSA 550 Radio. My book, Grow Younger Like Me, B29 Again and Again, is available to you at growyoungeragain.com, growyoungeragain.com. There you'll get an autographed copy. If you go to Barnes & Noble's, or if you go to Amazon or some of the other outlets, you'll get a copy, but it will not be authorized. It won't be autographed. You can get more information from the Wellness and Aesthetic Medical Center at 210-495-8558, 210-495-8558, or you can get us on the internet at feel29.com. All right. So those are the things that you can do for that. All right. Now, looking younger. All right. Well, we have a 5 steps skin rejuvenation program, because you can't look younger if your skin looks 80. So we need to optimize your skin. So first we need to detox your skin, and we do that with laser, with chemical peels, with scrubs, with microdermabrasion. That's one of the ways to detox your skin. Volume optimization, you know, if you have lots of wrinkles or if you have sagging in your face, then we need to put volume in your face. And we can do that by giving you fat transfer to your face. We can give you fillers like hyaluronic acid, like in Radius or Restylane or Juvederm or Bolotera. Those are all things to make you look better. Bioidentical hormone replacement. Those things all help you look and feel and function better. Nutrition for your skin, vitamins, minerals, and herbs. Those are all very, very important for your skin. That's part of the 5-step skin rejuvenation program. And of course, last but not least, you have to remember that you need ongoing skincare. You can't just do it one time and stop. Your skin needs to be taken care of on a regular basis. It needs to be detoxed on a regular basis. Now, before I go on, let me just tell you some of the benefits of exercise. Number one, it reduces your risk of heart attacks, recurrent heart attacks, angina, and CHF. Reduces heart irregularities or arrhythmias. Improves cardiac function. Improves cardiac output. Improves blood flow to the heart. It improves oxygen consumption. Improves congestive heart failure. Reduces the risk of strokes. Increases nitrous oxide. Remember we talked about that. It improves the increase the endothelial nitric oxide synthase, which helps improve your nitric oxide in your cells that line your arteries. It improves the endothelial function and vasodilatation of the arteries. Lowers blood pressure and heart rate. This is all done by exercise. Improves heart variability. Decreases your sympathetic nervous system. And increase your parasympathetic nervous system. Your parasympathetic nervous system is your rest and relaxation of your body. Your sympathetic nervous system is your energy. Reduce your cholesterol, your triglyceride. Increase your HDL. Lowers blood sugar. Decrease risk of diabetes and improves diabetes. These are all the benefits of exercise. Lowers blood sugar. Increases testosterone, growth hormone, estrogen, and progesterone. It improves all those things. Improves insulin sensitivity and levels, so therefore your insulin doesn't have to be very high to do its function. Improves conversion of T4, the inactive thyroid, into T3, the active thyroid. These are all benefits of exercise. Decreases cortisol, the stress hormone. It decreases your catecholamines and your aldosterone. That's a hormone that helps you retain salt and therefore helps your body retain water. Improves your immune function and decreases your risk of infection. Improves muscle mass and decreases sarcopenia, which is loss of muscle mass. Improves memory and focus, decrease the risk of Alzheimer's and dementia. Those are all things done by exercise. Improves skin tone, elasticity, and decreases wrinkles. Improves depression, stress, and anxiety. Overall physiological well-being. These are all functions of exercise on your body. So exercise and sleep are very important for you to look younger. Now, laser for the face. To help you look younger, we do photofacial with Cytom. We do photofacial. We do micro laser peel. We do professional skin resurfacing, sunspots, vascular pigmented lesions, hair reduction. These lasers, all they do is take care of all the spots on your face, cleans it up, helps with reduce your wrinkles, get rid of some of the, improve your collagen, tighten your neck. They do all that stuff. We can do that. And that's part of looking younger. Botox, Xeomin, those are helps with the wrinkles on your forehead. PRP, as in vampire facelift or vampire here we go. We use that to optimize your face, to make your cells in your face young and healthy, to improve the function of your stem cells in your face. And we also use it in the scalp to improve your hair so you don't lose the hair that you have, so you don't have premature balding. We also do... We talk about the laser skin tight, wrinkle reduction, cellulite, stretch marks. We can all do all those from laser therapy. And of course, we can do fat transfer to the face or wherever you need, to the buttocks, to wherever you need it, to the breasts. And we can put stem cells in all those areas. So those are the things that we can do to help you look younger. So first, we can help you feel younger. Then we can help you grow younger. And then we can help you look younger. But with all of those things, you got to function like a younger you. How do we help you function younger? Well, we help you function by, number one, taking care of your erectile dysfunction so you can have a good time with your sexual partner. Yes, your ED, to those who have erectile dysfunction, we can make you function better there. OSHOT. Well, what does the OSHOT do for women? The OSHOT, one, improves orgasm. Number two, helps protect you against urine incontinence. Number three, helps with vaginal lubrication. Number four, helps with vaginal pain when you have intercourse. So the OSHOT helps with sexual performance. The proper shot helps you, your penis become a little bit bigger and a little bit more functional, so it works better. So those are things that we can do to help you function better from a sexual standpoint. Because, you know, I say to patients this, sick people don't have sex. Healthy people want sex. So when someone comes to my office and they're sick, they don't talk about sex. But as soon as they start feeling better, the next step is, how can I perform better sexually? That's right. Healthy people want sex. And so we can help you with that part. Bioidentical hormone replacement. We use a lot of pellets. Pellets been around since 1939. Helps improve your sexual functions tremendously. Helps with your heart function. Help with your memory. Help with your cognitive function. Helps protect from Alzheimer's dementia. Help with your work performance. These are all things done with the pellets. Of course, it helps with your sex drive. Improves that with bioidentical hormone. And for women out there, I can tell you this much. Once we pellet a woman, she never wants to get off those pellets. She loves you to death. All right. I tell men and women, when we pellet both men and women, that the men are going to run from the women, because that's just the way it is. Women's desire improves tremendously with the pellets. We talked about fitness and exercise already, that's very important for you to function younger. Nutritional optimization, sleep and rest. Those are all things that you need to function better. So in recap, we talked about my book. All the things that's covered in there, it starts with your medical myths, the things that you have heard that are wrong, flat out wrong, that you've been deceived about. It talked about how you go about feeling younger, then growing younger, then looking younger, and finally functioning younger. So if you're interested, growyoungagain.com is my website for the book, and I believe that book is a must read for everyone. All right. And once again, if you want further information, call me at the Wellness Aesthetic Medical Center, 210-495-8558, 210-495-8558, or on the internet at feel29.com, feel29.com. Thank you all very much. This is Dr. Vernon Williams. Have a great day, and I will catch you the next week.